All non-native speakers sounded different, but the local born shared a lot among themselves as long as there was no segregation. Okay, now I once gave a paper titled How Jim Crow Fostered African American English, because with Jim Crow started the Great Migration toward the North. And African Americans migrated to the North and found themselves segregated in the northern cities. And they brought with them the English spoken in the South. Northerners didn't know much about the South at that time. And they just decided to call it African American Black English, or whatever name they wanted to give it, instead of identifying it as Southern English.